Brad, fantastic to see you here as part of the North Lakes side. Of course, the Pirates down there in the Central Coast, or Newcastle, not sure, but tell us a little bit about that and tell us a little bit about the club.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, we've been going at a junior level for the past 4 years. We've almost got 100 kids now. Yeah, they're really enjoying themselves. I've got two teams that have come up here, a mixture of 9s and 10s playing in the 10s comp and some 7s and 8s playing in the under 8s comp. All the kids seem to be having an absolute blast up here this afternoon.
Tell us a little bit of North Lakes. Is it Central Coast or is it Newcastle, a little bit of both?
Okay, sorry, mate. It's the northern end of the Central Coast. We play out of Budgie Boy, Slade Park. We play in the Central Coast competition, but we just thought this is an opportunity for kids to play some footy during the school holidays while the comp's on hiatus for the school holidays. So, yeah, love coming away. It's part of the rugby culture. Part of rugby, it's the best part of it.
Just want to see some players up here, and hopefully in the fullness of time the Classic Wallabies be able to do something, or New South Wales Rugby be able to work it out, because you've got Mary of the Carlton, you've got Narrabri, you've got Tamworth, you've got yourselves, and you've got a few of your mates from the Central Coast in Avoca Beach and all Terrigal making a bit of an effort.
Well, unfortunately, I see they talk about grassroots at the RU and definitely the Waratah level, but they don't really come out and support this or any sort of events like this. A token Waratah wouldn't have gone astray for a day like today. Yeah. Would have got more kids up here.
Of course, you're part of the crew down there in Central Coast in the juniors. Tell us a little bit about that. You've hosted at Rimba the country champs this year. How did that go down? And just the whole state of Central Coast juniors.
Okay, Central Coast juniors are on a decline. My club's the only club that has grown in numbers significantly. I started with nothing 4 years ago and I'm to 100. I focus on under sevens, hook them at under seven age. Because I've done this for the last 4 years and the Central Coast seen the growth, they've asked me to come on board and try and help the other clubs that are struggling. So for the past 2 years now, I'm doing development down there on the Central Coast. There's mainly as advisory sort of a role. Champs, sensational. Only thing I have seen is, again, a decline in numbers, even at that level. So that was pretty poor. Like, we had to put in mixed teams at the Central Coast level. I thought that was quite poor.
Yeah. So what do we need? Do we need a trial from the Waratahs there at Central Coast Stadium? Do we need more players coming up? Do we need support for Burjo? And Burjo's doing a great job. And, you know, how's that work as well?
Okay, Burjo's doing a fantastic job. I think that if we got together as a rugby community, thought more about developing your neighbour, help your neighbour who don't have the support that you do or the base that you do, if you can help them, more teams in the competition, the more attractive the product is for newcomers, for people to switch codes. If it's a 4-team comp, they're not going to come to it.
Yeah.
You know, you need an 18 comp at least.
Well, there's great troubles in between the likes of Terrigal and also, of course, Avoca Beach. And Woi slipped through the last couple of years and helped themselves to a competition as well. So everybody's got to get on the one page. But how can New South Wales Rugby help? More support for Burjo and more players and all that sort of stuff. Of course, we've got Nick Palmer coming to a Clamp Waratah, but we need a couple of those a year.
I honestly believe the Waratahs, considering they've, for the first time, they've started gouging individual players, so we have to pay a fee to New South Wales Rugby as well as RU, Country Rugby and Central Coast Rugby per player. It's about time they actually put something back in. I see them at Mossman Boys Prep, I see them at Randwick, and I don't see them on the Central Coast. I think when you've got Blue Tongue Stadium sitting there, and instead of, you know, taking our game to regional areas, we took it to Brookvale. Do you know what I mean? And that was a pretty poor call, I thought, because that's just supporting the Northern Beaches clubs that are quite strong. We need to take it to regional spots, if anything.
Yeah.
You know, up here, yeah. Coffs Harbour. They're fantastic set up there. Yeah. I was talking to people from up at Armidale. You know, they're on the decline. You go to UNE, great stadium there for rugby. And it'll help. It'll help develop. Because at the moment, kids just don't know these guys that are on TV. Because unless you have Foxtel, you don't get to see them.
Well, it's great to catch up with you, Brad. And we wish you all the best as you go about your work with the North Lakes Pirates. And, of course, we thank you for coming up here to the Cauliflower Cup. Hope to see you in the future years.
Oh, you definitely will. Like, it will only grow our club and Central Coast Rugby as well. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
All right.